Ahoy hoy. Welcome to yet another Technique of the Week podcast episode. I am so excited to dive into this episode in particular because we are going to be exploring a technique from the course Somatic Sorcery. So Somatic Sorcery is one of three courses which exists within the physical and somatic dimension of transformation inside of the certification. You can also take it as self-study or a single modality certification course. And this course really focuses on nervous system, trauma, polyvagal theory, attachment theory, so that you become the go-to practitioner for trauma-informed nervous system regulation and really helping your client replace these fear-based patterns with patterns that are more empowering, that cultivate safety, that they need to experience more profound transformation. So, like I said, we go deep into trauma in this course, polyvagal theory. We go into the zones of the autonomic nervous system, window of tolerance. There's so many different tools that we teach inside of Somatic Sorcery. And I am just going to be giving you a teeny tiny taste of one of the techniques that is my personal favorite. And as we go into this, just remember that this is really for you to be able to utilize with yourself. This isn't meant for you to go and facilitate with clients. This is for your personal growth and evolution. So, like I said, you can find out more about Somatic Sorcery, whether you take it through the certification, whether you do it self-study, or you take it as a single modality certification course, in the links inside of the show notes or on the Technique of the Week Notion page. So, before I dive into the technique itself, there's just some things I want to talk about. So I want to talk first about the mind-body connection and awareness, right? So we have in Western culture, we've kind of lost this ability to really hone in on our body's cues. We're confused about what things mean. We don't really understand a lot of what's transpiring in our inner world, right? And that's really important. It's really important to cultivate that connection. And this disconnection that we see in society, and we have seen for quite some time now, actually stems from French philosopher René Descartes. He essentially said that the body is just a machine which is controlled by the mind. And so the mind sort of categorizes the body as the other, right? Just this mechanism that it's controlling. And so there's not a lot of importance that's placed on the body and its cues and its wisdom. So we tend to put more emphasis, more value on our logic, right? And our mental capacities and being more mentally oriented. And I don't know about you, but you know, I definitely experience living kind of from the neck up a lot of times. That doesn't mean I'm not, you know, in touch with my feelings or my sensations or the things that are going on in my body, but that is my personal kind of MO. Like that's where I live. And I know that a lot of other people experience that as well, where it is a little bit more challenging to tap more deeply into what's going on in the rest of the body, right? We're just kind of like, we operate just like floating heads, you know? So what I really want to emphasize here is that the body holds so much wisdom. And another thing in terms of focusing on the mind is we also really focus on conscious awareness. So again, being in that logical place. But that's not, our mind isn't the only place that holds wisdom, right? Our mind is not the only place that holds information or knowledge. Really, actually, we have three types of intelligence within the body. So we of course have the head intelligence, then we have the heart intelligence, and then we have our gut intelligence. And we go much more deep into these topics inside of Somatic Sorcery, but for the purposes of this technique and this podcast episode, what I really want to focus on is the gut intelligence, right? So like I said before, it's super important to cultivate a relationship, to cultivate connection with our body, with the cues that are going on inside of us. And Vicky and I actually talked about this inside of the episode about complacency, stress, and expanding your comfort zone. So lots of people say, well, how do you cultivate a relationship with your inner world, with what's going on inside? And so I want to, like I said, focus on the gut intelligence in this episode. And this is actually our feeling and sensing intelligence. So you've probably heard things like, oh, trust your gut or follow your instincts or, you know, things like that, right? And there's actually a really good reason for that. So there has been a lot of well-deserved focus on the gut biome in recent years, which is great because our gut does a whole lot more than just digesting food. Gut intelligence is also known as the enteric nervous system. So all sentient beings sense internal and external stimuli, and they are motivated by what they want and what they don't want to experience because of how it feels, consciously or unconsciously doing so by responding or reacting to that stimuli. So there are something like 100 million neurons in the gut. And while scientists used to believe that it was the head intelligence, right, our logical mind, that initiated communication with the gut, research is now showing us that actually the gut sends hundreds of messages to the brain as well. In fact, there is actually some research that indicates that the gut sends more messages to our head brain, right, than the head brain sends to the gut. So this is really, really important in the terms of knowing how these parts communicate with one another and really coming to that understanding again of this mind-body connection, right? We used to think it was just one way, that the mind was sending communication to the heart, to the gut, to the rest of the body to do these different functions. But actually, we're discovering that really it's a two-way street in terms of communication. So when we have this disconnect from that intelligence center, from that gut intelligence center, it's harder to know what the cues are. It's harder to understand what the messages are. What am I supposed to do here? What is this sensation? right? So when this vagal tone is low, it means that our gut intelligence and our head intelligence have a harder time communicating with one another. And it can actually cause things like inflammation, higher stress response, general anxiety, and so much more. So knowing that, right, knowing that, how is it possible to start to tap in to this gut intelligence center and really begin to understand what exactly it is that's going on? So one way to do this is through a greater technique, which is called embodying the three intelligences. And like I said, I'm just going to focus on the gut intelligence for this episode. But inside of somatic sorcery, we go through this whole process of tapping into these three intelligence centers. But this is more than just tapping in and hearing, so to speak, what the messages are that we're receiving or what the sensations are or there. This is really about embodying that intelligence center. And what I mean by that is you become the voice of that intelligence center, right? So it's not just, oh, let me tune in and listen and interpret through my mind what's happening, but actually really becoming the voice of that particular intelligence center. So let me break it down into really, it's very, very simple. It doesn't have to be complicated. You can absolutely make a ritual out of it, for sure. But it also doesn't have to take a really long time, right? I know that in this day and age, when we have a lot going on, you know, we have work and family and life, this can take just a few minutes, right? So like I said, this isn't just about hearing what the gut intelligence has to say. It's really about embodying it and being the voice for this gut intelligence center. So what you want to do is ground in and find what's present. So just take a few moments to pause. Take a few deep breaths, ground, center, close your eyes. And for some of us, it's easy to become distracted by our to-do list in our mind, or by thoughts that are passing by, or sounds that are happening, or things that are happening in our external world. So what I find that often helps people who are distracted or just easily kind of carried away with their thoughts is placing your hands just over your belly so that your focus is drawn to that center, right? So if that helps you, do that. If you feel like you can focus in on it without whatever is more comfortable for you. So the next thing you want to do is really consider what wisdom or what guidance you desire or that you would like to receive from your gut intelligence. So your request can be just as simple as wanting to make the connection. If you've never really connected in an intentional way with your gut intelligence, maybe that's your request, right? So you just say, gut intelligence, I'm curious to hear what you're sensing and feeling about whatever your request is, right? And then you want to spend time noticing what are the sensations that come up. Are there any emotions or visuals, any words, messages, intuitive hits, whatever it may be? Just notice what is coming up. And you can, again, speak them aloud. If you wish, you can also kind of say it in your mind, but it really helps to, like I said, give that center a voice, right? We want to speak the things out loud. And remember, you're speaking as that gut intelligence, not as your conscious self, but as an embodiment, you're giving that center a voice. And then after you make that initial connection with the gut intelligence, just keep the conversation going by asking follow-up questions or, you know, asking for clarity, whatever it is. It can be very simple. So something like, oh, that's very interesting. Can you tell me more about this feeling or that sensation? Or what else would you like me to know about that sensation or that feeling? Whatever it is that's coming up, right? And just continue that pattern, still speaking directly to the gut intelligence and receiving answers and speaking as that gut intelligence. And I know this might sound or feel a little bit weird at first because you're having to ask the question as your conscious self, but also speak as the embodiment of this gut intelligence center. But really think of this as though you're having a conversation with a close friend. So I know that for some people, viewing it from that perspective of, oh, it's like a conversation that I'm having, it really helps them to get into how to dialogue with this intelligence center. So think of it that way, if that's helpful. So continue that pattern of asking questions and speaking directly to the gut intelligence and then receiving those answers, right? And you can continue this conversation for as long as your gut intelligence would like to participate. And once you feel like things are winding down, you can simply say something like, thank you for sharing with me. Is there anything else that you would like to share? And so this kind of gives that gut intelligence one final opportunity to share anything else, to give you any more information that you might need. And if there's nothing else, that's great too. No worries. You can always come back and do this again. So once you're all done receiving any final wisdom, or if your gut intelligence is all finished, tapped out, just express your gratitude and appreciation for the connection, for the wisdom that you gained, right? And that's really all it takes. Like I said, it doesn't have to be this very involved or you know, big to-do. It can be just as simple as making the connection. And so that's really what I love so much about this exercise, is that it doesn't take a lot. Right? It doesn't take a lot of time. It doesn't take a lot of effort. It just takes intentionality to be able to make the connection. And so when we do this over and over and over again, right, we're building that muscle. So let's say that you do maybe have a challenging time connecting to your gut instincts, right, to this gut intelligence center, to the feelings, to the sensations. This is a great way to create connection, to create relationship with this intelligence center, just like any other muscle in your body. You start working it, you build it up, you build it up, you build it up. It gets stronger over time. So you might receive very little information to start with, or the sort of voice, so to speak, of this gut intelligence center might sound a little quiet at first. You know, that's why I ask you to place your hands on your belly to create that focus so that you can better hone in to that area, especially if maybe you haven't before, and maybe, you know, it's got a quiet voice right now until you start to build and build and build that muscle. The voice gets stronger and stronger and stronger, right? Same sitch with intuition. And really with so many other things, like I said, it's like any other muscle in our body. When we work it, when we build it, it gets stronger. So this is such a fun practice, and really just what I would invite you to do additionally is, once you're all done, maybe write down what you experienced, write down any takeaways, anything that feels really important to you, anything that is, you know, you feel like is going to be really helpful or supportive, and do this often. Like I said, it doesn't have to take a long time. It can be 5-10 minutes, right? You can do it when you're in the bathroom, in the shower. So cultivate the connection, right? And when we do this, it strengthens that vagal tone so that our mind-body connection, the gut and the head brain, can connect easier, right? And then we are then more able to understand those cues and really listen and notice when things are happening. And we can say, huh, I'm feeling XYZ, or I'm sensing XYZ. Let me tune into that more. Oh, I understand. Maybe it's this. So, So really just being able to create this relationship with our inner world truly makes a difference, because when that connection is distorted, isn't very strong, right? It's so much harder to really create the transformation we want. Sometimes it makes us feel stuck, right? These blocks that we're experiencing, and we're not really sure, like, well, why am I experiencing that? But it's sometimes because we haven't taken that time to understand what's going on in the inner landscape. We're really focused on our mental realm. And that's great, but it all works together, right? And so when it's all working, when it's all flowing together, things feel more seamless. Even when there's challenges, right? We become more flexible. We become more resilient, more able to move through the challenges when we have this connection that is more in flow. So I would love to hear your takeaways from this. I would love to hear how this experience goes for you. So of course, feel free to tag us on Instagram at the Taboo Institute, and we'll see you next week.